The first lesson is the fact that it is possible for the global community to work together in a multilateral setting and create solutions for the common good. I think this is important because if we look back at the pre-2020 period, it is clear that we started 2010 coming out of Copenhagen with high levels of antagonism and mistrust. But we were able to change this to a high level of collaboration and cooperation level in the near universal adoption of the Paris Agreement. And while there are still unresolved issues, this ability, this recognition that we have to work together as a global community, I think has to be a central foundation of everything that we do. So as we move into the 2020 period, this achievement by continuing to work together as one global community with a common purpose. And probably the question that we can consider today is how can we further strengthen that collaboration and cooperation while respecting national priorities